Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about why Olympic athletes and small business owners are my heroes. Olympians and small business owners are kindred spirits. Watching Olympic athletes compete, and I hope you've been doing that, because I have. I love it. I love the Olympics. But when you watch them compete, we're taken to a place where special humans participate in a noble cause. These heroes commit countless hours over many years, pushing their minds and bodies to achieve a level of excellence that might qualify them to merely be on an Olympic team to represent their country. Notice what I just said. Nothing about winning medals. Nothing about glory. None of that was mentioned, right? Merely to be on all that effort, merely to be on an Olympic team and represent their country. Most Olympians find neither medals nor glory, and yet they try. When you watch an event, you're taken at once. You're at once self-conscious and grateful. When the long lens of the camera, the television camera, invades that private moment just prior to the start of the competition. You're self-conscious because of the intrusion, but you're grateful to share this moment, to be able to share this moment and benefit vicariously from the Herculean effort about to be displayed. Then the camera moves in a little closer. We can see the Olympian's eyes and imagine his thoughts. The skier is thinking, 12 years, and it all comes down to the next few seconds. Must remember the fundamentals. Then the female skater, she's having a word with herself. Today, nothing less than my personal best. Then the long lens captures the mouth. There's a lick to fight the cotton mouth that only those who have risked failure have tasted. The lips move slightly to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. Yeah, you've seen that, haven't you? You've seen that this week. You've seen it in years past. I hope you're watching the Olympics. I'm going to say it again. I love the Olympics. I love watching them. I don't care what sport it is, even hockey, and I'm not a big hockey fan. I just love watching these guys, these men, these special men, these special women. But small business owners are a lot like Olympic athletes to me. They commit countless hours over many years, pushing mind and body to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to merely make a living. Medals? Glory? Most small business owners find neither. And yet they show up year after year to work, to deliver, to contribute. Like an Olympic race, the future of a small business often rides on the owner's performance over a very short period. If the camera could take you in close, you would see the owner thinking, all these years of work and risk come down to how well I deliver this proposal in the next few minutes. Must remember the fundamentals. The long lens captures the mouth. Then the lick to lessen the cotton mouth that only those who have risked failure have tasted. Then the lips move ever so slightly to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. Olympians and small business owners are dedicated to what they love. They work hard, they take risks, and seek excellence against all odds, usually at their own expense. You know, folks, if you think about that expense thing, back to the Olympians. I just have to give some real kudos to NBC. I feel like they've done a good job. And, of course, I don't know if you've watched, if you paid attention, but the Olympians have, they've all got stories, right? Because they're human beings. Most of these people are not professionals. Some of them are, but most of them are not. Most of them got to go back to work on Monday morning. And most of them, with a few professional exceptions and a few from some countries, most of them are doing what they do at great expense to themselves. And I think NBC has done a good job of telling those stories. I like hearing those stories. I like seeing the competition. You know, I think there've been times when they had too many stories and not enough competition. But this year, I think they've done a good job on balancing all that. But when I see these Olympians doing what they do, and seeing how, I mean, look at the ones, folks. Look at the, when you watch these races, and you hear them talking about someone who spent the last 4 years, maybe the last 8 years, maybe this is their third Olympics, and yet they've never won a medal, and it all comes down to this 1 minute event, maybe 10 second event, this one little thing going on. All this training's come down to that one thing, and they don't make it. They don't win a medal. Maybe they do a great job. It's their personal best. It's the best they could ever do in their lifetime. The best they've ever done, and yet it's still not good enough to win a medal. And yet you look at their faces. That makes me very happy. It makes me very, very hopeful about the human spirit when I see Olympians. And I feel the same way about small business owners. If you're looking for someone to admire, look no further than these two heroes. Look no further than Olympic athletes and small business owners. I believe the spirit of Olympians and small business owners make the world a better place. And folks, let me remind you, it's NBC. I'm not getting paid anything to say this. It's NBC, but don't forget they have a family of networks. They've got CNBC is showing the Olympics. MSNBC is on sometimes there. Also, Universal. I didn't know that was one of their channels. If they're showing there sometimes. But set your DVR, your TiVo, record these things. Start watching curling. I promise you, if you start watching curling, you'll get into it. It's an exciting sport. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me. I don't care where it
goes. Gonna climb a mountain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.